creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is Florence and the Machine and a track called Choreomania. New song on me, so I'm learning something every single day. Now then, at Lakeside, Thursday the 19th of June, I must put my teeth in right, Thursday the 19th of June at Lakeside, there's a show on called Gobess. Not Goddess, don't get it mixed up, it's Gobess, although the person who's performing it is a good bit of a goddess as well. Her name is Naomi Wood, and I'm so pleased that we've managed finally to catch up with Naomi. Naomi, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to find out a little bit more about this show. Now then, you're a writer, you host workshops, you do performance art, there's circus in there, poetry, the whole lot. This show is part of the Nottingham Poetry Festival, and the Poetry Festival runs from the 12th to the 22nd of June. But tell us a little bit what Gobess is all about.
So Gobess is a fusion of spoken word and storytelling in a tale about creativity and identity, of queerness and self-expression. It tells a true story of about my life, really, of rage, resilience and transformation in the face of catcalling, chaos and existential curiosity. So really, it's about a journey I went on learning to embrace uncertainty and imperfection, and it's very playful and joyful, and it's for anyone that's ever wanted to make something or try something new, and perhaps especially for people that maybe did those things later on in life.
Now I've read somewhere that there was a bit of a change in your life that sort of caused you to go on if you like a trajectory. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in 2010, I had surgery to remove a malignant tumour. And I suppose, I was very fortunate in that I was okay very quickly afterwards. I didn't need any further treatment. But the whole thing really sort of caused me to reevaluate my life and look at what I was doing and how I was living. And really, I'd had quite bad anxiety, especially for the years preceding that, always sort of worrying about the worst and feeling very much like I couldn't do any new things because I was scared of failure, scared of getting it wrong, scared of all sorts of things, really. And sort of, I talk a little bit about having symptoms a bit like OCD in the show. And then I suppose once I had the all clear after that operation, it was a wake up call to really want to try new things and sort of put myself out there and be a bit more like courageous and fearless in a way. Well, courage, as we know, isn't the absence of fear, but just to sort of, move towards the things that I really wanted to do, even if they were scary, and actually even embrace the possibility that I might not be good at them, that I might not be successful, but that the living is all about the doing it anyway.
Oh, I absolutely agree. So with that in mind, I mean, how much of your personal life experiences are actually put into a show like Gobess?
Well, a lot, actually. I debuted the show in 2023 in Brighton, and actually it's changed a lot since then because I started adding more and more. As you're doing the show and you're sort of ad-libbing or you're having conversations with people afterwards, you actually realise that there's real power in the authenticity, in the reality of what actually happened. So I've actually added more and more detail as time has gone on. With sort of that particular time period, especially of putting myself out there. I mean, basically, I loved the circus and I really wanted to be good at being an aerialist. But obviously, I'm not always. So the show is a lot to do with sort of wanting to do extraordinary things with your body, but sort of not always feeling that graceful and not always feeling like you're managing it. But like aerial in particular is a lot to do with feeling like you're flying. So it's sort of about that desire to fly. How did that link with your question? Yeah, so basically I started leaning more and more on that actually maybe it was okay to not be a particularly good aerialist or, you know, winning awards or anything. And I just started adding more and more detail about my life, really, what it was like to sort of have a bit of a portfolio career after that, you know, in inverted commas, like sort of running away with the circus and being a jobbing artist. But also I talk a lot about like my upbringing in the church and how that sort of played into some of my approaches to relationships and community, various things in society that like held me back from putting myself out there, particularly as a queer woman who wanted to make stuff, you know, certain voices in my own head that made me feel like I couldn't do things or shouldn't do things, or that people would judge me, or that, you know, I was a single woman in my 30s, you know, all that stuff.
See, I in my mind, that sort of doesn't matter whether you're single, whether you're gay or whatever. You know, everybody's got something to give, and with this particular show and everything that's in it as well, I think it's something that people maybe haven't seen, and I think that is what is going to interest a lot of people, just to see something new. With you said sort of running away to the circus as well. I mean, we read these things that are, you know, people are not happy. They've run away to the circus. Is that what happened with yourself? You sort of just physically went to join a circus?
Well, I started, I suppose. I was working in an office job that I really didn't like. So I suppose colloquially, I ran away with the circus because I became a self-employed creative, and circus performance was a big part of that. So in a sense, but maybe not so much in the traditional sense of having a specific circus family, but in the sense of, yeah, traveling all over, you know, working in some very unusual environments, meeting new people constantly. All things that were quite scary to me, really, in my hyper anxious state. But something about sort of exploring those environments and going towards it anyway was really exciting. And I've learned so much about myself. The show is a lot to do with mental health, really, and how we approach scary situations, and sort of about creating a life you want to live, creating a life that you enjoy, that feels exciting to you.
I suppose it's having that dream and having the guts, if you like, to go for that dream. A lot of people have got, you know, office jobs and stuff like that, but they don't have the guts that you had to actually leave that job to go and I mean, it's a very romantic sort of vision, isn't it, to go away to the circus and do something that you really want to do. That's a very brave thing to do, though, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I mean, in a way, I sort of really think that it's because my perspective was shifted by this thing that happened to me, by these sort of health things that sort of shifted my perspective on my own life and made me really take account of how I was living and what I wanted for my future. But of course, then the other thing, and this is sort of a big part of the end of the show, really, is talking about how we also, it's really fun to pursue the things you love, but also you can get caught in sort of trying to be something. And actually, there's so many beautiful small moments of magic in the everyday if we're prepared to look for them.
With the aerialist thing, I mean, I've seen several aerialists, and I just sit there with my mouth open. I do, because it's just so magical watching something like that. Was that sort of part of the circus era? Is that where you sort of got your training for aerialist?
Like I say, I suppose it sort of captivated my childlike imagination because it's so much like flying. And because for someone that's hyper anxious, it feels quite scary. You know, I am scared of heights. I mean, not that I'll be doing it from a particular height in this show, but, you know, it sort of is a real challenge for me. But I've always been a writer, and during lockdown, I did a live stream at the Old Market in Brighton where they projected one of my poetry videos, and I did live aerial in front of it. And I started to notice that a lot of the movement in the hoop sort of reflected the emotion of the spoken word. And I think, you know, with at least the way I do aerial, is a lot to do with striving. It sort of represents striving, like you're out of breath, you're sort of trying to stretch, you're trying to reach. So it's sort of embodies the very thing I'm talking about, of trying to do something that's just out of your comfort zone. But yeah, I wanted to see if I could combine the two, you know, what it might be like to be in the aerial hoot, but also saying the poems out loud.
With that in mind, as I say, I've seen aerialists before in sort of one of those hoops and everything, and it just looks so magical because you think you're going to fall from it. And I suppose this is where the bravery from your part comes. The person watching it, you know, it's like you're just floating there, and it just looks, and I don't mean to be derogatory, it looks so easy. But I know by speaking to people before, it's nowhere near as easy as what people might even think it is. So how difficult is it sort of making it look so easy? Because I know it's not easy. I've spoken to people before. But from your point of view, how difficult is it to make it look easy?
I'm not sure that I do. And actually, I started realising that was, again, that's okay. That's part of embracing the imperfection, is that it is hard and I do find it hard. But the important thing is that I enjoy it. And if there was something I wanted people to take from this show, it's that you don't have to be really good at something, you just have to enjoy it. And I think it's especially hard for me because I sometimes get out of breath while I'm saying the poems, and so that's been a challenge, like learning to pause and breathe at the right time so that, you know, you're not like panting into the microphone as you're trying to say a poem while you're upside down. But I sort of like the idea that something is just out of your comfort zone, just beyond what feels easy or comfortable.
Well, I tell you what, every time I've seen aerialists, it always looks just so magical. It's like watching Tinkerbell, if you like, with Peter Pan. You know, you just know that everything's going to go absolutely fine. She's floating there, but you know they're not floating really, but it just looks so gorgeous and wonderful. And then mixed in with the poetry, I imagine it's going to be an absolutely wonderful show. Do you use music for your shows? Is it just poetry or is there music involved?
Yeah, there's music as well. It's it's sort of a real combination of things. I wrote all of it myself, so it's sort of separate spoken word pieces, and then with a storytelling, like narration between it, and there's musical backdrop to each poem. And it's going to be really fun. And I should mention as well that I'm actually doing a workshop the day before on the 18th at 6 p.m. It's a writing workshop for anyone else that might want to talk about identity, experience and memory. And I just always find those workshops so fun because, you know, everyone has a story to tell. And it's just really captivating seeing people connect with that story in themselves.
Absolutely. Is that at Lakeside as well, the workshop?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. So for people who might be interested in the workshop and, of course, the actual show itself, where can people find out more information and get tickets for Gobess?
So you can go to my Instagram, which is I am Naomi Wood, or you can visit the Lakeside website where tickets are live already.
Now, this may be a very silly last question, but the title, Gobess, I know it's a play on the word goddess, but how did that come about, the actual title, Gobess?
It's actually something that a friend called me once, and because, you know, I often talked about feeling more like a goblin than a goddess. And I think particularly like in our culture, you know, with Instagram culture and wellness, and, you know, obviously wellness is important, but there's like a lot of pressure, I would say, especially on women, to appear very like, you know, the yoga body, the sort of Lululemon, ethereal thing. And I always sort of felt, well, I'm more goblin than fairy, actually. And that's sort of why it's funny, like you say about the Tinkerbell thing, you know, because I'm trying to do this aerial, but I don't feel very graceful. I'm actually quite clunky and goblin-like and messy. And so obviously it's a play on words with being gobby, as in loud, but also more goblin than goddess.
Well, I tell you what, I've seen the YouTube videos of you on the various shows. I wouldn't have put the term goblin in there because you look just so... It's very difficult to describe, but you just look so at one, if you like, when you're up in the air and you're on that aerialist ring. And it's just enchanting to watch and very relaxing as well. I mean, that's just watching it on YouTube. I can imagine that seeing it in person... it's just going to be so wonderful to see, and just seeing you flying around that hoop, if you like. So with or without wings, we don't know. Naomi, it's been lovely to finally get hold of you and just have a quick chat about Gobbes. It's on at Lakeside, which is... people know where Lakeside is in Nottingham anyway. It's near the university. So on Thursday, the 19th of June, there's the workshop on Wednesday, the 18th of June. All the details will be on the Lakeside website. As I said before, it's part of the Nottingham Poetry Festival, a wonderful one-woman show. And it's only an hour as well, isn't it? So, you know, if people can fit this in between other things, which is great.
I absolutely hope so. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on to talk about this. And yeah, it's just been lovely to chat to you. And I can't wait to be in Nottingham and to check out so many of the other amazing shows that are part of the festival as well.
Well, I can't wait to see it because I love stuff like this. I mean, for somebody who sort of gets dizzy sort of standing on a chair, seeing somebody who does what you do, wow, it's just going to be absolutely wonderful. Naomi, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Thursday the 19th.
Yes, see you then. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks, Naomi. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.